after that strong 40 time at the combine. Pretty sure I'm looking at a sixth round grade. Semi-live from Studio A, this is View from the Bleachers. I'm Eric.
I'm Aaron.
How are you?
Eh.
Yeah. A big end.
Rain and then snow and then
Some
weather.
Some gloom, some weather-related.
I mean,
It's dark and dreary.
It's March, it's going to happen.
I do like some rain. I don't like the after, but whatever. I mean, we're a month away.
And your WDRT forecast has been brought to you by...
It's me and you, once again. Yeah, that's the best part of the weather is... No, just kidding. We're not professional meteorologists, not even close.
We're not professional, really, anything.
I'm semi-pro all the way around. So how you been?
Good.
Greg, sports-wise?
Hey, football's kind of tough.
It is. This is a grind.
Man, the combine was last week. Watched it when I could. Got the highlights. I mean, I pretty much watched reruns at night.
Do you? Because I every year I set up my cone drill at home.
Oh, do you?
I get the 40 lined up. Ran a 7 flat.
Did
in
you?
The 40 this year?
Seven
seconds.
That's
flat.
That's more than I thought I would.
That's not bad. You know, take a break. About 2/3 of the way through that cone drill's hard.
I was doing throwing drills to my dogs.
Ooh, that's good. That's good reps.
Actually, legitimately was. Actually.
Are they? I mean, they're pretty good. Better prospects than you in the NFL at this point, I'd assume. They're fast. They're nimble. So the combine was fun to watch. Kinda. I did. I watched an hour or so.
It was nothing. I mean, I'll be honest. There's the one thing that caught my eye is how much these big guys are getting faster and bigger.
Oh yeah.
Watching like D-line, O-line guys.
Sure.
6'5", 320 pounds.
Seems like every...
Running 5-second 40.
And looking like trained athletes while doing it. That's
a train running.
That is some remarkable...
Luckily, they don't have... They're running... I mean, technically, you don't have to be running that far, but 1.7 seconds for the 10-yard, which is realistic.
Sure, yeah.
But those... I mean...
Yeah, no, they...
Crazy.
It is. And when you watch them in the combine, then you... It's fun to imagine them in a game too, because you know, like, you don't see a lot of 40-yard sprints for offensive linemen in the NFL, unless they're trying to, you know, run down a
unless you could do that consistently. But especially D-line doing that. I mean, I was amazed by that. I mean, every year they're getting faster.
Sure.
And they're getting bigger and faster, and it's like, my God,
300 pounds, 6'5", 300 is a average offensive and defensive line thing anymore. And
there was a 6'7" guy, 330 pounds.
That's a pro wrestler.
5.2 seconds.
That is remarkable.
40?
I was going to say, for anybody out that wants to just chalk that out at home, 40 yards doesn't seem like a lot. Doesn't seem like, 4, 5, 40. It's long. It's long to get there in 5, 6
seconds.
That's
almost a half a football field.
Yes.
For that perspective.
Yeah. It is. I don't learn a lot as a fan from watching the combine necessarily. You know, like I'm not that good at the details of the combine to know that, I'm seeing the Packers' future defensive tackle. I'm seeing the number one wide receiver that they're finally going to get. Because, you know, you're watching these wide receiver drills and they're all incredibly fast. They're all incredibly athletic.
I watch it. I like... Yeah, they're wide receivers and the running backs and the real specialty, you know, quarterbacks. They're going to do what they're going to do. And some of them can do it, some can't do it. Some are having issues with, you know.
Sure.
But they always – I don't like that with the quarterbacks, especially
because – best quarterbacks don't throw at the combine.
Because they're not – they don't know who they're throwing it to. They're not used to that. Timing is everything.
Which I was going to say, because that's what they practice also. You know, like their team practice the same thing. So if you're a scout – you're probably not learning a lot from the quarterbacks throwing at the combine. You probably do learn a little more at their pro day. You see their rapport with wide receivers.
Really, at the combine, it's the interviews.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're really looking at. I mean, because I'd love to be in or a fly on the wall for some of these interviews.
Shedeur Sanders. Deion Sanders' kid sounded every bit the part of Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
He sounded like prime time, you know, prime time.
You should draft me or not.
You should draft me or you're making a mistake. If you don't want a culture changer, you know what you're getting with.
He's an old school quarterback, too.
He is. Yeah.
He's a pocket passer. He's got some mobility, but, I mean, Cam Ward is going to be the guy.
People
are going to move up for that.
I like Shedeur Sanders. I'm now rooting for him. I didn't have a real opinion of him coming out of college, coming, you know, I thought he was Deion Sanders' kid.
Yeah.
This year he put up incredible numbers, and he looks – and now I'm rooting for that. I like that bravado, yeah, that Josh sure. Allen, that Patrick Mahomes, that all the great quarterbacks believe that they are the best player.
Sure.
And so I that's – you get kind of a little bit of that at the combine.
What's the one from Ole Miss, Jackson?
Jackson Dart.
Yeah.
That'll be somebody
– that'll be the one that I'm going to kind of watch and see where he goes, because he – I think he did really well for his draft stock.
It helps that there wasn't a lot of quarterbacks that are first-round grade, and there isn't – because there's always about a half a dozen teams that need to come out of the draft with a quarterback. Usually two or three do – you know, five or six really do try every year. So if you're Jackson Dart, you're that third quarterback now. He's a four-year starter. He's not the incredible athlete that, say, Cam Ward did. He's not the incredible accurate that Shedeur Sanders is. He doesn't have the name. But, yeah, if you're somebody at the back end of that first round, the combine shows you Jackson Dart gets you – you can draft him in the first round sure. and not feel like it's a reach.
Especially in the back end.
Yep.
So – yeah, other than that, I watched the drills for the guys, the big guys.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting watching them do really intricate, kind of picking up a towel, doing a figure eight.
Oh, you watched that too.
I watched that too. Because, it's hand-eye coordination.
Sure.
And how quick can you do it, how efficiently, and you know.
I was watching, my four-year-old was trying to run some of those drills.
Yeah.
He's pretty good. You know, he's got a few years to work on it. But, yeah, he was doing some of the cone drills.
I watch it really for Daniel Jeremiah and Rich Eisen.
Yeah.
Because their commentary is like this, going, oh my gosh. Dude.
They're blown like away. It's like listening to the Masters. Because
they're pretty
broadcast.
Close. Yeah, they're pretty close down there, I'm assuming. Then they're just going, did you see that run? Rich, you can't do that, can you? I've tried.
And it's the same shtick, and it goes on for 3 days.
But it's actually.
So that little rapport back and forth. It also kind of does start the season for the fan, the real, right. the serious fan that I am. Gets a little excited once the combine is over and there's a draft coming up in Green Bay in about 6 weeks. That's exciting stuff. That for me,
stay tuned for that.
I would pay to go check that out. That would be a really fun weekend in Green Bay, and that's coming up in a month. And then you start rolling right into, hey, it's season's doing its thing. Let's talk about the free agents. Let's talk about how our team's going to win 12 games this year.
Speaking of offseason and Hard Knocks.
Heck yeah.
You know who they're going to?
I saw they were trying to get Bill Belichick at North Carolina, and he turned them down.
Did he?
He did. He turned down. That would have been, I didn't realize they're going to the college game, but I guess in the, you know, name, image, and likeness era, if you're a Hard Knocks, you're going after a college team. Yeah. Why not? These college teams are run like pro teams, only the fun thing is they're not professional athletes. So you're going to get some fun drama. You're going to get some 18 and 19-year-olds.
That would be interesting. That'd be fun to watch, I think.
I like some Bill Belichick. He spent that year on TV and on the radio and doing podcasts.
Yeah.
I listened to all of them. He's smart, and he's funnier than you would have thought in all the years. He never cracked one joke as a coach. And, he's a funny guy. He's good TV.
Yeah, right.
That's really about all the NFL that we could. No, well, not quite.
No.
Franchise tag,
yes.
Right?
Today was the deadline.
The ability to pay a player $20 million and for 1 year of non-guaranteed money, that ended today. Franchise tags, each team gets the chance to franchise one player.
Yep.
And you are paid the top 10, we'll say the equivalent of the top 10 at your
position.
Right,
different
somewhere
levels.
In there.
There's different levels of that,
no.
But pretty much the highest one is you know, if you're a complete free agent and you get tagged, it's either 120% increase of your previous years or what the standard is, I think.
It would be, you're right around $40 million for a quarterback.
Right.
Knocks down to about $20 million for a wide receiver.
Which
gets you into about that same 15 to 20 range for almost every other player out there, besides, like, say, a running back or something like
so
that.
So this year, there was only two players that got franchised, which is the lowest ever since 1994-ish.
Okay.
So that was T. Higgins and Trey Smith.
Wide receiver for the Bengals.
Yep, and then Trey Smith, which was, I think, O-line for the Chiefs.
Yep, he's an inside lineman for the Chiefs. And the other was a wide receiver for the Bengals. He's their number two wide receiver. And he's going to make $25 million on a franchise tag. He's going to make near what his teammate Ja'Marr Chase is going to make, but Ja'Marr Chase is going to make
No, it'll be more.
More, like, he's going to make the highest amount that a wide receiver's ever seen, I'm fairly certain.
Yeah.
Franchise tag is expensive, but if you're a team, it's a necessity. If you're doing it, it's not because you want to. It's because you kind of have to. You want to keep that guy, but you can't afford it because salary caps are tricky.
Right. What it does, I think, for the Bengals, it gives them a little time so they can actually make a longer, long-term deal.
Sure.
That's really what it ends up being for them.
Or they find somebody who really wants to give up way too much for T. Higgins, yeah, and you roll with it. Yep.
First round or a second, 2 seconds or something like that. So.
Anything else? NFL. Jimmy Johnson retired.
Yeah. 30 years.
30 years on a Fox NFL pregame. Kind of a goofy caricature of a – he was kind of silly and funny, but also – knew his stuff.
He's the one that won the Super Bowl the last time for Dallas.
That's true. He might be the second best coach in the history of the Dallas Cowboys as well. He retired from broadcasting, so he can just go hang out and just be a dude
boat in Florida.
He'll be replaced by some other goofy caricature of a coach, I'm sure, in the near future.
I liked watching that one.
And I will watch it. I'll watch it too.
I mean, between him. Who else was on that one? Howie Long and
Kurt Menefee,
Bradshaw.
Oh, and Terry Bradshaw. Yes, yeah. That's a real familiar.
They brought Gronk in this last year.
They did. That's your goofy.
Yeah,
that's your goofy replacement. By the way, that's an easy.
Yeah.
Anything NFL?
Devontae Adams
got cut.
Yep.
So he's free to be.
You do whatever you want.
He can probably follow Aaron Rodgers around, or you know where he'd look really, really good? Green Bay Packers. Like, of all the teams that could use a number one wide veteran.
Think that could really happen? Yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Why?
Absolutely. Because he only wanted to leave because there wasn't a quarterback there. And if you're Devontae Adams, you look around the NFL and realize nobody – he's not a number one for anybody necessarily. Like, he's lost that step. You know, he's a wide receiver in his 30s. So if you can find somebody like Green Bay that needs a number one wide receiver, and if you're Jordan Love – yeah, you'd get excited about having a guy who can just—he'll catch the ball. He's not going to go deep, but he's gonna. I like it. I like the storyline that feels like.
I think at this point in his life, he probably wants a championship.
Sure.
It ain't gonna happen in Green Bay yet.
I mean,
I can talk myself into it.
It's not a hard reach to tell me that the Packers could be a Super Bowl contender with a number one wide receiver, right? They missed that.
Missed the target a couple times when he wasn't throwing the ball the right way.
Well, yeah, you're missing a franchise quarterback also, but that's a whole different. So is your team, by the way. Your team has as many franchise quarterbacks as mine does.
And Minnesota actually didn't franchise tag Sam Darnold, which I thought they might do.
They're rolling with J.J. McCarthy next year.
It makes sense.
Of course it does. He's a first round pick.
If O'Connell and the Minnesota coaching staff did what they did with Sam Darnold.
Sure.
Why couldn't you expect better results with J.J.?
Correct. Now, Sam Darnold has the same pedigree that J.J. McCarthy did. First-round pick, talented arm.
I mean, if J.J. was going to the draft this year, he'd be the number one pick.
Oh, for sure. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep, he was he's young. Pretty inexperienced quarterback coming out of Michigan.
They might need a bridge guy coming in for like maybe half a year. And they got Daniel Jones.
And I was just going to say, if you're any mid-tier quarterback looking for a place to land, you want to go to Minnesota, right? Like, you are, if you're, I don't even know, Gardner Minshew, if you're any of the quarterbacks who are B- or below.
I mean, there's a lot of experts saying that Sam Darnold should stay in Minnesota, which, sure, but not at the price he's going to ask.
I'll say, those experts are not
unless
cashing.
He takes that discount because I don't know.
There is no chance that he takes a disc. No chance that he takes a discount. The first team to offer him $100 million guaranteed is going to win that battle because Sam Darnold will never get an opportunity to make that money again. Because
sure he would.
Those same teams are going to be there next year. Those same teams, the Raiders, if they don't get their quarterback this year, they'll still need Sam Darnold and they'll still be the same dysfunctional mess they were. Any of the teams that would pay, I feel like, overpay for Sam Darnold would absolutely do it next year and the year after. They would have been the same guys that would have overpaid for Daniel Jones 2 years ago. If you're Sam Darnold, you take that money and you just accept that this is what happens when your money.
I understand that. But the problem is that I don't think Sam Darnold could flourish in just any old system.
Sure.
You know?
I like him going to Oakland.
Yeah, Oakland, I could see that happening.
There's a Pete Carroll, a Chip Kelly, and this Tom Brady that is a minority owner.
That's about the only place I could see them that really needs a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see Cleveland Browns working out.
No, I root for them to never work out. Cleveland Browns shouldn't.
Which I'd feel bad because Kevin Stefanski came from Minnesota.
Sure.
He was actually pretty good. I wish he would have stayed.
He's fireable by the end. He's on the short list of coaches that could be fired by midseason next year, right? Like he
wasn't his choice.
Well,
he didn't sign off on that. That was the owner.
Coach of the year
twice to
probably gonna, like I said, if they go 4-10, if they're 2-7,
if they don't find a quarterback, yes, that'll happen.
No, it's yes.
I mean,
it's funny they have one, but he's awful, and they're gonna have to draft another one.
Well, he's awful, and he's also gonna be hurt again for 2025.
Sure, you're right. Deshaun Watson isn't their quarterback for next year. Yeah, no, they're kind of getting a chance to start over. They're pretty high up in the draft 3, right, where they could get their Shedeur Sanders. Yes. They can get their quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, you can tell. Actually, this is the season we're in. Oh, yeah, they are two. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, two, because the Giants are number 3.
That's correct.
And they're talking about drafting, or trading good number 1 so they can get their quarterback above.
I've been staring at a lot of mock drafts. I won't bore everyone on the radio with mock draft stuff.
I don't know why people don't think the Texans are going to take a quarterback.
Texans?
No, the Titans.
Oh, yes, they need a quarterback, too.
They're number 1.
Yeah.
But they have them all picking that...
A defensive player from Penn State. Because, I think if you don't have your quarterback, you got to go get him. I don't think their current quarterback... If you're a quarterback and your team just won 2 or 3 games, you're probably not a great quarterback. That's kind of how it goes. Unless you're Peyton Manning and the Colts, you're probably not on a trajectory to be a dynamic quarterback. None of these quarterbacks... Besides Peyton Manning, literally none of them have had 3 win seasons. So maybe Will Levis ain't the one.
Aikman.
Oh, yeah, Troy Aikman. I forget about Troy Aikman.
That's easy, too.
I hate the Cowboys so much. I just do.
We can't use the word hate on the radio. We got to use loathe.
I do loathe Troy Aikman. Yeah, I extra loathe Troy Aikman. Yeah,
sounds smarter.
Yeah, no, you're right. No, good call. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate you. Appreciating that. Yeah, man. That was everything in the NFL.
I think so.
It was, right?
Debo Samuel went to the Washington. We talked about that. Not a big deal.
That doesn't move the needle for me too much. No.
Some other people have moved, but really, really, the total thing really happens, or everything starts next week when free agency opens up.
Okay.
That's when everything will start getting
moves. You're right. Yep.
And, you know, Sam Darnold will get signed, and Kirk Cousins will get traded or sits on the bench. Yeah. I hope he sits on the bench.
Just former Vikings quarterbacks, where are they now, you know?
All of them are retired except for
Kirk Cousins.
Even Kellen Mond, I think, is now. I think
I saw him. He's on the Arena League. Yeah. Not Arena NFL, League. USFL. Yeah. Yep, that's he's on the USFL roster. Yeah, you're right.
That doesn't count.
You know what my favorite, most interesting thing that happened in sports for me this week? The Dallas Mavericks. Yeah, the Dallas Mavericks. The Dallas Mavericks are, I mean, in theory, they're an NBA franchise. When I was in my youth, the Mavericks were the worst franchise, perhaps in all of sports. They were a team that would win 20 games and not draft right for decades and decades. And then the Milwaukee Bucks traded them Dirk Nowitzki, and then they got really good. They got Jason Kidd. They won a title.
Yep.
They've been a premier franchise since then. Mark Cuban.
Under
Mark Cuban's ownership, they became one of the flagship teams in the league. You know,
everybody wanted to, I think, be there because it was just a really – he ran a great organization, which he should because he's brilliant.
And he knew his stuff. He got the right people in the right places.
And he wasn't.
He was a hands-on owner because he was in front of the camera, but he wasn't a meddling owner necessarily GM.
Jerry Jones.
He wasn't a Jerry Jones type. He was the face of the franchise, but he wasn't making shot calls. Right, he sold the team last year.
Yep.
To something casino guys.
Sure.
From Vegas.
Yep.
They bought it for billions and billions of dollars.
Yep.
They wanted to build a casino next to the arena in Dallas. I mean, if that's your thing, that makes a ton of sense. That didn't work out. They weren't allowed to do that. Since then, they traded Luka Doncic, who is inarguably one of the best 4 players in the NBA. They traded him to the Lakers for Anthony Davis, a guy named Max Christie, and some first-round pick down the line. Well, the fans lost their... The fans got really, really upset because Dallas was in the finals last year. Dallas was a couple of games and maybe a player away from being able to win an NBA title last year. So they traded Luka Doncic. Everyone, Anthony Davis, whom they traded for, got hurt. Nearly everybody over 6 foot five on that team had gotten hurt.
Yep.
Kyrie Irving, their all-world point guard.
He's a great player.
Incredible. Kyrie Irving, the way he can dribble the basketball.
He's resurrected his career at Dallas.
Yes. He was an oft-injured player coming into the last couple of years, but he's really become an all-around leader, great player. Blew out his ACL. Yeah, so he's out for the...
Did you see the picture of that?
I mean, he looks... That stuff bums me out, because you see these guys, the pinnacle, they're incredible at their job, and they just... They're hopeless. Yeah. You could see the emotion.
The pain, I can relate to, because I blew out my MCL.
Okay, yeah.
And that is not fun, let me tell you. When your bottom leg is just dangling.
Yes, yes. Yeah, no, you those know. Are tough injuries. So, guys, the technology is really good for getting back from those injuries now, even better than it was 10, 15 years ago. But so he's out for the rest of the year. The next day, the Dallas Mavericks ownership, because this is the time of year where people renew their season tickets.
Yep.
It's the end of the NBA, towards the end of the NBA season, beginning of the calendar year, they raised their ticket prices.
Why would you do that?
10% roughly. Why? They said it was to fund the fan experience and enrich the fan experience, which is interesting because the thing that enriches the fans' experience more than anything is winning. Keeping your franchise players and winning championships. So they opted to do that, and it looks like also the chatter of them is they're wanting to probably move their team to Las Vegas.
Oh, ouch!
It's been a rough month for the Dallas Mavericks, and it was all brought on 100% by bad ownership.
Yep.
And that really does it harkens back to all the bad owners through NBA history. And the Vikings have had bad owner, right? For a while they've been pretty consistent, pretty good. The Bears have had bad owners. The Lions have had bad owners.
Cleveland
has currently a bad owner. There's some really bad ownership in sports that is absolutely ruining the Oakland A's.
Washington
for 30 years. Bad ownership really, really does ruin it for the fans. It makes it hard to be a fan of the Dallas Mavericks, I'd assume. Shelling out money, watching a team that the owners don't seem to support you. That was my thing that really caught my eye in sports this week was that. And it wasn't even a sport-related thing. I watched some NBA basketball, but that was really shocking just how poorly things went for the Dallas Mavericks in the course of a month.
Speaking of the other side of that deal, Lakers.
Lakers look incredibly good. The Lakers...
Doncic is starting to look like he's the man. He is again.
He is. Know? Well, Luka Doncic, as a 6'5", 6'6", do-everything player, is teaming with LeBron James, one of the greatest, if not greatest, all-around player of all time.
Looking like renewed, like from 5 years ago.
He's done that. This is probably...
It's must-see TV.
It's probably the third time in LeBron James' career that they've said he's gone back to the fountain of youth, because it happened in Miami.
Because he doesn't have to be that guy.
Correct.
Yep. So, I think he's having fun again. I think that whole team. I mean, let's give J.J. Redick a lot of credit.
J.J. Redick had never coached anyone on any level, and he's a
smart brass.
Former Duke Blue Devil, smart guy, longtime NBA player, played for a lot of teams, one of the better three-point shooters, and now he's the coach for the Los Angeles Lakers.
He's a smart guy, though.
Seems it. Yep. Yeah. The Lakers feel like, again, they're ahead of the curve.
They don't have to worry about the play-in this year.
Every decade or so, they make a trade for a player like that. They traded for Kareem. Traded for
Anthony Davis.
They traded for Shaquille O'Neal.
There are a lot of trades in that last 5 years they've done. I mean,
yeah, but they've always seemed to fleece somebody. They always seem to outsmart somebody in the league, and they seem to have done it once again.
And they've got a lot of draft capital too right now going forward.
Yep.
So
We've got about, I don't know, 15 games left of the NBA season, give or take. I'm not looking at stats in front of me.
I don't think, I mean, the only team right now, they're number two, Thunder, who are playing lights out. They're right ahead of them. I don't know if anybody's going to be beating the Thunder.
I really like watching the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Boston Celtics really do play the most entertaining brands of basketball in the NBA.
Cavs are looking...
Cavs kind of play this old school NBA where they play some defense with some big guys. These other teams just they run and they shoot threes like crazy. It's fun to watch that kind of game. I don't think anybody there's not a roster in the NBA that beats either of those two teams. But a lot of times these rosters beat themselves. In the playoffs, you're one
injury away.
One injury. It happened to Kyrie Irving last year. It's happened to numerous teams where you get that one guy hurt and all of a sudden your postseason where you got to win 12 games, you just can't seem to win. That you can't win that 12th game. You're just not going to do it.
But yeah, Lakers are on a six-game winning streak right now.
Nice. The Bucks have looked better.
Yeah.
I really, really like this. The combination of Dame Lillard and Giannis, they're the highest scoring duo in the league.
Yeah.
They're both, Giannis is, I think, is like second or third in the league, and Dame Lillard is.
Once again, nobody's beaten the Celtics.
Absolutely not. No, but I can upgrade the Bucks from losing an opening round playoff series, which they did last year.
Yeah.
To at least winning a series. They should beat...
Barring injury from the Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
I mean...
I saw a lot of big, strong games from Brook Lopez. Again, I could watch Brook Lopez. He's very, very slow, but he's very, very tall, and he shoots a ton of threes and block shots. I like some Brook Lopez game. Yeah, the Bucks have looked better, but they're not beating the next tier. Kind of feel the same way about the Badgers.
Yeah.
They have that same... They're going to beat nearly everybody, but they're... They'll lose, as they did over the weekend, to Michigan State. They got close. They lost by 10.
Yeah.
The Michigan State's Tom Izzo's an incredible coach, probably the most underrated coach in college basketball. He always has his team ready to win games this time of year. And as good as Greg Garda is as a coach, the Badgers just are lacking.
Hold on, did you say?
I said as good as he is. As good of a coach as Greg Garda is.
That's still using one word in there that you haven't before.
Good, yeah. Well, this season has really turned me around on the Greg Gard. He brought in transfers that I had never heard of that are averaging 20 a game. They're third or fourth in the Big Ten in a season where I thought they might be down a little bit. They are doing incredibly well. Yeah, Greg Gard, I don't know, he's a good game manager. He must be a pretty decent recruiter. Or there's somebody on that staff that is a really good recruiter because he seems to have a pretty good pipeline, and I don't know who their team is next year, but I'm assuming they're going to win 20 games plus just like they do every year.
Sure.
But they're not beating the best teams in the Big Ten. I don't think they can win four games to make a Final Four, but they should win a couple games in the tournament. I'd be really disappointed, though not surprised, if they lost in the opening round.
30 seconds.
Well, good thing I don't have anything left on this list.
Hey!
The spring training for the Brewers, I'm going to talk in depth next week because we're right
there.
Can't
wait.
And we're going to talk about Vikings quarterbacks again and again. Yeah, we'll hammer that home. Thanks for DRT and you, and have a great weekend, everybody. See ya.